think, well, that's garage.
Now, Pinkies, this is an enhanced podcast. So, when you hear the shutter click, that is your indication that there's a picture has changed so that you can see what I'm talking about. So, you should be able to view the pictures on your iPad or your iOS device, or if you're watching on a computer or listening on a computer, you should be able to see it on your screen. It will appear as a video if you're looking at a computer. So, that's the Enhanced Podcast. So, Pinkies, we are in the 2011 Porsche Panamera 4S, silver in color. This is an all-wheel drive machine, and it has a V8 engine in it. Now, I have to find my first destination. All right. So, thank you, car. She's going to be talking to us for a little while. Well, let's get driving. So, Pinkies, this car has 400 horsepowers, V8. It has a dual clutch transmission, Pinkies. Dual clutch transmission. So, it's actually not an automatic. It is a manual transmission with an automatic clutch. So when you're leaving, when oh yes, thank you. Now I'm going to have to turn her off. How am I going to turn? I got to figure that out. What if I can? So it does this. This is a 7-speed turn. Okay, shut up. Thank you.
Turn right.
No, be quiet. You're giving away my location, girl.
Now turn right.
Shh. Quiet. Guidance volume off. Thank you. All right. Now my seat is still not set up. I got to work on my seat. Sorry, this is not going. This isn't going as I had expected, Pinkies. I want to tell you about this transmission and what it does. So, you don't have a clutch. There's no clutch pedal. All you have is a gas pedal and a brake. So the clutch operates itself. Now, when you're stopped and waiting to at a light or a stop sign waiting to go, the car just idles as though it has a torque converter like an automatic would have. But when you want to go, it does some sort of magical dance in the transmission to engage a clutch and get you moving. So, Pinkies, this is a 4-door, all-wheel drive sedan. This car weighs 4,000 pounds empty. I'm going to need to turn some air on here. Let's go for mono. There's a lot of buttons in this car, Pinkies. There are a lot of buttons. Where is that air conditioning mono? There it is. Now, so I control all of the zones. I think maybe 19.5 degrees is good. Let's turn the AC off just because. All right. This car, it's like driving a spaceship. It is so sexy inside. There's a lot of buttons. Oh, I gotta turn my chrono on. I got this sport chrono clock here, start, which is super cool. There's a little clock in the dash, which is actually a stopwatch. And you can start it and it ticks off the seconds. Tick, tick, tick. It has a single hand only. It is the coolest thing. So there's that. This is a race car. This is basically a 4-door race car. When you put it into Superman mode, so we have all kinds of selections of settings. We can adjust the suspension. I can raise the car up an inch or
20 millimeters, 2 centimeters. If there's a bit of a rough road, or we're going over some speed bumps or what have you, going into steep driveways, I can make the car raise up. Oh, it is the most amazing thing. And this is so, I was trying to look underneath this car, and it is as clean and smooth as a baby's bottom underneath. You can barely see anything. Like, there's some holes where the wheels hang out, and you can see maybe some headers and a catalytic converter hanging down from under the engine. But other than that, it's all completely enshrouded in fascias and cover and stuff. So it's very aerodynamically clean underneath. Oh yes, and I need rear brake pads. So this is a big, big car. But when you turn on I'm going to call it Superman mode, with the suspension tightened up and the transmission in race mode, it is unbelievable how fast this transmission shifts. And it's the dual clutch, because with the dual clutch system, it always has what it thinks is the next gear ready to go. And when you shift, that gear is actually already engaged, and shifting just makes it active. And then the second clutch gets ready with the next gear. If it thinks you're going to be shifting up, it'll get the next gear ready. So there's always, the two gears are always engaged, essentially, until you hit that paddle and make the transition to the next gear. It is really amazing. The other thing is, this is an all-wheel drive, so four all power to all four wheels, and I'm telling you, this car kicks ass. I don't know how else to express it. It's just the most amazing thing. You're throwing around this very heavy, very large car. I hesitate to say, I've only been driving it for about 2 or 3 hours. It is even better than my 911. Like, it is unbelievable the way this car puts power down to the road. And the grip, it just blows you away. Now, we're fortunate today because we have a fresh rain and some slick roads. So, we're going to do some testing on how sticky this car is. Oh, I didn't Rain-X my windows. Damn it. Oh, we're getting rain. I guess I got to put my mirrors down. There we go. All right. The power in this car. Now, I'm just in standard automatic mode. And even in automatic mode, it is very aggressive. The transmission is very aggressive. So I think we're going to try sport mode. That'll be for the transmission. It just downshifted, sixth gear. I'm going to let the automatic do its work. It's a little noisier than that 7 Series. I guess it's a bit of a surprise, because in the last episode I was threatening to get rid of the... So I'm just in automatic mode, and I'm decelerating, fifth gear, at fourth gear it takes. Let's put some power on. Oh, slippery roads. Wow. No drama. And very aggressive on the sport transmission here. What am I doing? 48 miles per hour. It's such a heavy car. And it feels as light as a Mazda Miata, Ranger John. Oh my goodness, it's delightful. Oh wow, this car just feels so light under your hands, and you can the feel from the front wheels is amazing, and the steering wheel, oh, it just is so smooth and supple. So I need some forward air. Oh yeah, so give me some forward upper air on. What a miserable day to be out putting the beam. Look at this thing accelerate. Oh my God, it's unbelievable. Oh, scary corner. Scary corner. Let's see how slippery this road is. Oh, not very. That's good. Oh, man, it's fifth gear. 62, 63 miles per hour. Fifth gear. Oh, wow. And smooth. Smooth and silky. Although a bit noisy. I do find it is noisier. And I haven't even turned on this. Oh, the sports suspension had kicked in too. All right. Huh. I think I'm going to need to put some. Come on, downshift. Oh, there's a puppy dog on the road there. Oh, man. This sounds lovely. Listen to that. Wow. Feels great, eh? It's a lovely, lovely car. So this is a 2011. It's about 6 years old now. And it was very, very dirty, Pinkies. It took me two days of work to get just the interior cleaned. I haven't even detailed the engine bay or washed it yet or cleaned underneath or the wheel wells or the wheels. So it's still effectively dirty, which is fine because it's raining right now. Okay, give me a gear. Thank you. Fourth and stays in fourth. I guess I could have been more aggressive. There's a lot of, there's a good torque down here at 1800 to 3,000 RPMs. Let's try the automatic wipers. What do you think about that? Oh, that's upshift. The other neat thing is, no matter what mode you're, I have these buttons on the steering wheel that will allow me to shift. And I don't have to turn that function on. As soon as I hit a button, it becomes active. And then after about 20 seconds or so, it decides that I'm not doing that anymore and goes back into automatic mode unless I specify. We got to come up with a name for this car too. I don't know. It's like a mafia car, getaway car. Oh man, it feels lovely. Just amazing. 66 miles an hour, sixth gear. Yeah, it's lovely. Third gear. Come on. Yeah, give me some slip. Thank you. Wow, it really... I shift up. Yeah, it really manages the slip at the wheels. Just unbelievable. Much faster than I can react to it. It's not letting the car get out of shape, out of control at all. Yeah, it's amazing. So it's going to take me some time to learn this transmission, and it really reacts differently in every mode. There's basically three modes: comfort mode, and sport plus. And each one of those modes is very different. When you put it in sport plus mode, Superman mode, this thing is as taut as a leopard. It is so tight. The suspension is even stiffer than it is right now, and the response, the throttle response, and the transmission is very aggressive. It's very aggressive indeed. It's just a joy to drive, and it feels like such a small car because the steering feels so light, and it handles like around town, sharp corners, slow maneuvering. It just feels like a tiny little hatchback. It's the most amazing thing. It's a really great car. It's a good car. I was very nervous about giving up on the BMWs because I thought, oh, maybe I'll just get another BMW 7 Series. It's a good car. I enjoyed driving it. Oh, big puddle. Enjoyed driving it so much. But this car is kicking ass on that 7 Series as far as handling goes. It is not the most comfortable, and it is doesn't have the refinement and the plushness, the posh that the 7 Series has. Oh, what's going on? Second gear. Oh. When you're down in first gear, second gear, third gear in this car, the transmission dances around a lot. It's doing a lot of little sleight of hand, I think, going on, trying to get the transmission to do its thing. It's a little unsettling. It's not the best car for diddling around in the city, because the transmission just seems to shift a lot when you're down in those slow speeds, right? So we got ourselves a roundabout here. And who's in the roundabout? That guy's going that way. I'll go this way. This is where the little hop, though. This car is much too heavy to hop through, to do a little bum wiggle through the roundabout. Still, it's very nimble. I just can't get over how nimble this car is. It's unbelievable. So it's lacking a little bit of refinement, but it certainly looks nice, especially now that I got it cleaned up. It's a lovely looking, it's nice inside, and it's comfortable enough. And of course the seats move in 17 different ways and stuff like that, and seat heat and seat cooling and all that. So, I mean, but you can buy a Datsun now that has seat heat and seat cooling on it, right? But it is nice. It's a nice feature. All right, let's put this car into automatic soft mode. I really like how when you're off throttle and slowing down, that the car shifts down. Really, it shifts down much more prematurely. As soon as you touch the throttle, it goes. It just has instant pickup. It's just amazing, the power. It's 400 horsepower V8. Ah, it's really remarkable. Okay, we're going to be a little noisier on the freeway here. I think I'll take a break. I'm going to play some music and try to get to know the car a little better. I gotta say, I really like the way that this transmission works in sport mode. I'm not even in sport plus. I'm just in the mid-range sport mode. And it's as though it shifts when you are wishing it to shift. There's no delay, like, come on, shift, shift, shift. It doesn't. If you think I want a gear, the car knows that, yes, this would be a good time to shift. It really is amazing. It's really cool. So you can really drive this car without having to shift all the time if you so choose to. And it just does the best job. And it's so smooth. You know, that 911 is rough. It's a rough ride. I'm going along a road here that's not it's not the nicest. It's a bit bumpy. And it feels so, it's very comfortable. Very comfortable. I'm doing 90. I had to switch to kilometers. And so my reference speeds in this car are in kilometers, because everything is just better. It's just, you know, I prefer to work in the miles an hour, because I know I know that I can enter a corner at 50 miles an hour in that 911, and I can't translate. It bugs me. I tried the miles per hour references, but it's just not working for me. So now I'm going to have to learn the kilometer is reference speeds. Damn it. I'll be flipping back and forth probably. So when you're in sport mode, the car will not go into seventh gear. It's stuck in sixth. So if I want to get better gas mileage, I should be putting it into probably non-sport mode, since I'm doing a lot of straight stretches here, but we'll see. I'm going to get my map to show me some more fun roads here. Let's zoom in a bit. Which is the best route? I'm going to take a detour here, see if I can find a road that's a little more windy, because there's some really nice windy roads out here where I am, out in the backwoods of Langley. The map is very smart in this car too. Listen to that. Feel that power. Oh, it's got just acceleration just feels so nice. And it just feels effortless. A big bumpy road here. Let's put this transmission out. So I've softened up the suspension, but I have the transmission in sport mode. What's it want me to do here? It wants me to go detour back. Oh, I see some corners coming. Rough road. Lots of little whoop-de-doos. Gonna go manual, pinkies. So sixth gear down to fifth. Boy, the shift is just seamless. What am I, 3,000 RPM, fourth gear up this hill. Slow down, third, 4,000 RPM. And listen to that. 4,500, 86 kilometers an hour. Sounds delicious. Wow, nice. Fourth gear. Oh, it does that annoying throttle blip too. Oh, you know I hate that throttle blip. I want to downshift. I don't want a little bump in throttle. Feel those tires at the front slipping out. Oh, they're finally getting some understeer going here. That was a bit of a deceleration. Third gear. Oh, yeah. Fourth gear. Now that I'm decelerating into corners, I'm starting to feel some understeer, and it's very sedate. Not scary at all. Lots of warning about what's going on the front end. Just really nice. Really nice indeed. This GPS map has figured out a new route for me to take. It's given me some good corners. I like it. It's really amazing. This car is just so amazing. I don't believe it. Oh, I can manually take sevenths. With my manual shifter in sport, when I have the transmission in sport mode. So that's interesting. Okay, coming up to a hard corner here. Sixth gear, fifth gear, 93 kilometers, 85 kilometers into the corner. I want to experience this under. Oh no, I just wants to accelerate. She just doesn't like to go slow. Pull, pull, pull. Oh man, that's just amazing. The way the weight moves around from the back, oh wow, you can just, oh, it's just lovely. Here we go, get me some, there you go, a little bit of slip. Just no problem. The car is just it just communicates everything to you so nicely about what it's doing, what's going on at the front, what's going on at the back. It's just wonderful. It's just amazing. And it's such a big car. I can't get over how big this car is. And it just handles like a little, just like a tiny little Datsun. Oh, I love it. I love it. So I have this. This is the PDK transmission, right? It's got a very long German name. I'm not even going to attempt it. And I have my steering wheel that has, there's a little bar on the steering wheel and it lights up and it shows me what mode my transmission is in. So that's cool. Little, tiny little, and it's a word. It says sport. Not all these goddamn pictures. Icons. All these buttons have little icons on them. All right, now where am I going? We'll take a little break. I have a much more to tell you about this car, so it's not over yet. So I guess I should give you my final thoughts before this episode gets too long. Obviously, overall, this car is absolutely amazing. There's a lot of other features I haven't told you about. It has 19-inch wheels, which is quite nice. And the brakes, the front calipers are 6-piston brakes. The rears are 4-piston. If you don't know anything about brakes, that's rather amazing. Most cars have maybe 2 pistons in the front brakes and 1 piston in the rear. Ooh, there she goes. And the thing that this car is funny because of the shifting that it has to do to get the clutch to engage when you go from start, you know, from a dead stop. So that, it's a little, it takes some getting used to, the shifting maneuvers that this car does in first, second, and third gear. So that's a little odd. It has a very nice large trunk. It's a good sized trunk. This is a hatchback. Has a very nice electric boot that lifts up, and you can set it to any level that you want, and all kinds of other features. There's a lot of little features. The thing I like the most about this car is it's kind of like driving a spaceship or a jet, because of the gauge cluster is very airplane-istic. That's one of Porsche's sort of earmarks, is the airplane look of the gauges. It even feels like flying an airplane, and you're ensconced in this really lovely cockpit. So I like being inside the car in the pilot seat. It has a lot of buttons, and I like this. I like the philosophy that you have one button that does one thing. And once you've learned where that is and what it does, it's great. I want this function turned on, I'm going to hit the button. Whereas in the 7 Series, you had to work your way through various menu systems using the iDrive controller, the knob and the mouse, essentially. So I like the fact that if I want something on, I can click it immediately. Although there are a lot of buttons to learn how to use. I miss the self-closing doors of the 7 Series. I really, really like those self-closing doors. Although people were confused by them because when the door would close itself, they would think, I didn't close my door properly. And they would open the door again and slam it because they didn't, you know, the door clicks and whirs when it closes itself. So there was a little bit of confusion until people learned how to close the door, and they would basically just end up slamming it, Mark in calendar. So Mark, you can slam the hell out of the doors in this car, because they don't close themselves. So I do miss that feature. The other super cool feature is the air suspension in this car. At every wheel, there's a little airbag, and you can force the car to lift up by 2 centimeters or about an inch and a half, which is, it's basically just meant for going over steep curbs or gravel roads. And once you get up to a certain speed, the car lowers itself down. The other thing it does is if you're driving quickly, the car will lower itself as well. But the main feature, and the airbag suspension makes the ride very soft and cushy. But the main feature of the airbag suspension is that when you're under hard cornering, it does, the airbags actuate to stiffen up the suspension where on the corner that it's needed most. And it is very effective. It works really well. The other thing that's interesting to me is that the amount of intervention that the car is actually doing as far as controlling the power that goes to the wheels and the way that it uses its traction control system to brake the various wheels. Oh, look, we got the start-stop just kicked in. The intervention that the car does braking certain wheels when you're really putting the beans to it under heavy cornering and stuff, it really works seamlessly. It doesn't like slap you across the face and say, I'm breaking the rear wheel because you're cornering too fast. It does the job, and it doesn't say, well, I'm taking control of the car for you because you're an idiot. Not like the 911, the traction control system is much more, aggressive, and it'll just brake the car and stop all power to the wheels when it's trying to intervene. Whereas this one is very subtle, and it really lets you pull out to the edge, like get out there hanging by your fingernails before it finally says, hey, you've gone too far. I'm taking control. So that means that you can really send this car around the bends. Like you can really reef this car out. So I like the way that all the computers intervene, but not so much that that it's interfering with your driving style. I'm sure I'll have a lot more to talk about this car as we learn to drive it as the days go on. I think I'm going to end it here. Suffice to say, it's rather amazing. Oh, I also have this lovely screen here which controls many of the functions, and there's a lot of neat features in the dash. I have a little screen right in my dash that I can display the map on, or my chronograph, my super cool, it's got this super cool stopwatch in the dash that you can set up, and it will time your laps and it records your laps. And I haven't verified this yet, but one feature is it will show you on a map the laps that you've done and the speeds that you've done, and you can export all this data out into a spreadsheet so you can review it later. It really is cool. It's the coolest thing. So, if you haven't figured it out, I absolutely love this car. And funnily enough, I'm not hardly missing the 7 Series at all. But I don't have to sit in the back seat, so... We'll see how that goes when it travel time comes along. All right, I am the Faye Driver. Thank you for listening. This is the 2011 Porsche Panamera 4S. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Sport Plus, doing 120 kilometers, heading into a roundabout. Oh, and there's slow people in front of me. bit of braking, 93, 88, 76 kilometers. Oh man, wow. And it's holding in. Give me some, oh, it's a big, sticky, big, scary corner. Lots of things to smash into. Wow, I did that at 80 kilometers an hour. And it's just, this is the Sport Plus working, and it's just keeping the gears in place. 5,000 RPM. I'm not shifting. Come on, car, give me a gear. Wow, just magnificent. Like, just full on. Full on. Okay, you can shift. Oops, that's neutral. Oh my goodness. Unbelievable. The car is just unbelievable. It's really reluctant to shift on that, on the Sport Plus. It just wants to wring the car out to maximum before it gives you a gear. I just can't believe it. There's another function that it has called launch control, where you put it into Sport Plus mode, you hold the brake, you floor it, and then you let go of the brake pedal, and you would see what happens.